If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tyler's on a roll. Last week was just awful. Just awful. But now he is taking this week to a
Why
whole
do you keep reminding me? We're Wednesday, bro.
Hey.
Let's move forward.
You got to fight and you got to look at where you came from.
You're right.
You came from 25% on a five-day period. You came from getting those bets where you went 0-4 a day.
The arrows like
you
pointed
came
up.
From that, and now you've come up through the ashes. And you
like
have what missed? What you've missed? One pick this week, two picks this week.
Two.
But you had five on the table yesterday. You went 4 for 5,
7 for 9 on the week.
And the only one that hurt you was the one we probably had the most confidence in last night, was Drew Holiday, and even had a damn overtime period to get one more damn rebound.
Damn it,
one
Drew.
More. Set there at 4 for long stretches. Anyhow, win some money tonight. T Mills best bets coming up in just a bit. The Astros continue to lead 5-0, and now they're, oh, hell. I just looked up here. They added another run. Now the gentleman who is, I thought was going to maybe potentially go into the rotation in Contreras, he got out of the 7th inning, and now he's in the 8th inning. The bases are loaded with nobody out as the Astros lead 5-0. So this thing has just gotten interesting. We will keep you up, or as Tyler loves to hear, abreast on what's going on in that game. But speaking of this game, but look, we're looking at it. This is an example. Today, you know, they've put up 5 runs, but we can see they have at times struggled when it comes to scoring runs, struggled when it comes to extra base hits or power or anything like that. But they did put up 5 runs. They've probably left, I don't know, you may have it, they probably have left 12, 13 runners on base thus far in this game and had a chance to really break this thing open. And after Framber and Hunter, the pitching gets a little concerning from the back end of the rotation. And then before you get to Abreu and Hader, who I would imagine are out today, at least Josh Hader, who's pitched, what, 2 innings in a couple of appearances here of late. It's a little nerve-wracking there, and then you got a bunch of guys who are trying to find their way at the plate and don't have a lot of experience in doing so. If Joe Espada, the captain, if he is able to get this team, Luke, to the postseason, I know there are people who have their doubts about him, and I'm not saying they're not warranted. I understand it. I called him number 2, but then I gave it, hey, he did some things for this team to get through where they got last year and got to the postseason. I give him credit for that. I know some that don't. Clint Sterner, who generally sits in that chair, does not view him as a real major league manager. If he gets this team to the postseason, this to me is by far the weakest Astros team that they've had in this run. I'm talking all the way back to 15 when they beat the Yankees in the wild card game and they had the Kansas City Royals on the ropes in game 4 and ended up losing that series. All the way back to then, This, to me, is the weakest team they've had to deal with. And probably the team, Luke, that is going to need more of their manager to make decisions as opposed to the other ones. If he is able to get this team back to the postseason, I don't care how weak the West is. Hey, man, this is that man deserves his flowers, and we got to back up off of Joe Espada.
I agree with the first portion, I guess. I do agree.
Oh, damn it, Luke, you agree with all of it. That's what you need to be.
I agree
with all of it.
That this will definitely require more work than the previous, you know, iterations of the Astros right, during
Dusty
this great
and
run.
AJ Hinch didn't. They had better overall talent and teams than that.
That was always kind of the thing with Dusty too, is that he was more of like the culture, the locker, the clubhouse, but game managing, he always left a lot to be desired throughout his career, I thought. But with this case, I do think it's going to take some work from Joe Espada throughout this year. However, with that said, I think the Astros should still be a playoff team, or it shouldn't be some sort of huge surprise.
No.
It's not the be-all, end-all, but I mean, they had the sixth highest win total in Vegas before the start of the season and were favored to win the division, so just kind of down the AL this year, you know? Even the Yankees are expected to take a big step back compared to last year, so I think the Astros should be in that area of winning mid to high 80 games. That should be the expectation. And if they do that, they should have just, you know, met expectations. Wildcard team, even win the division, that should be expected. Now, it is going to take some massaging along the way from Espada with this roster and the in-game management, but should still be a team that makes the playoffs regardless.
You're saying should. Should make the playoffs.
Should.
Yeah.
And I picked them. I think they will. I picked them before the season started. I haven't seen enough now to change my opinion.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, if it does happen, like, this isn't just a, hey, man, put my feet up, man, right out the lineup card, right? Like, hey, you know, this rotation, bam, bam, or easy decisions in the bullpen to make. This isn't that to me. I think this is clearly a situation in which, like, hey, man, you got to make some decisions and some moves here, and they're going to need his decisions and moves to hit more often. So I just think this won't be a deal of, now Dusty got this, and I thought it was BS then too, because I think over 162 games with the injuries and stuff that happened in those years, and even last year with the spot as well. This ain't a situation of, all right, man, anybody could have managed this team to the playoffs, which I think has been a situation with the Astros. Anybody could have managed. I don't think this is the case with that. I think if Joe leads this team to the postseason, and they're already dealing with the injury. Right now, Contreras just gave up. I mean, he just loaded the bases when he walked out. I don't know who the next starter is. Like, I don't know who the fifth starter is. He's just gone two innings. I don't know who that's going to be. And he's got to massage the Lance situation, already losing depth with the rotation. This will be a big boy job,
And I appreciate that, because I hate the way the sport's become, where from the outside looking in, it appears to be a lot of the analytics, computer making decisions, or the GMs. And like you said, as the manager, you just kind of roll the balls out there, kick your feet up, and you let the team go play. Whatever happens, happens. Especially with all the changes in baseball, where, you know, they add the DH to the NL. There's no more double switch, all this sort of stuff. There's a lot less managing going on in these games. So I actually, as a baseball guy, I appreciate that Espada is going to have to do some real managing here on a day-to-day basis, or even in-game with this roster, because you don't get enough of that in baseball anymore like you used to even just 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's moving Altuve all over the place. Mm-hmm. He's moving Alvarez all over the place. So they're still leading 5-0, bases loaded. They did get a fly out to short right field or short left field, in which didn't result in a tag up. So it's still 5-0, bases loaded with one out. All right, Tyler, let the folks know how they can win some money. Let them know these best bets you got tonight.
Don't call it a heater.
Sounds like one.
Feeling good, baby. We are off to a hell of a start on best bets this week, and I got five more. Sticking with NBA like we did last night. And just like last night, I got five NBA wagers for you. First, I'm on the Raptors -10 as they host the Hornets tonight. Next, Sacramento Kings plus 4.5 as they host the Nuggets. Then I'm on an under here. 76ers at the Washington Wizards, under 225 tonight. And then two player props. The turd himself, known by the name of James Harden, playing against your Rock.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's under 8.5 assists for James Harden tonight. And then lastly, Luka. The guy who's just trying to enjoy his life. Just trying to enjoy a little hookah is Luka. Over. Now, 30.5 points for Luka Doncic tonight.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. I know we're generally supposed to tell you which ones we like. All right.
Or if you hate any of them.
I'm just saying.
I can take it.
Tyler, if you get to rolling and you come back in here and you crushed it again with these five, because you have, and Luke, you're a degenerate, it sounds like.
Thank you.
He is, you have gone out on the limb on a lot of ones that I wouldn't touch because I just don't. Like Luka, 30.5. I think he goes nuts. Oh, my God. He just hit a grand slam.
Don't tell me that.
It,
oh, wow.
It is 5-4 as Randy Aranzarooney or whatever I say his name is. He just went deep, and it's 5-4 now as a grand slam is hit. But Luka, 30.5, I'm a little – like, I don't know exactly what the hell he's going to do. I don't know if the emotions are going to get him. James, I don't know who's going to play for the Rockets. This is one of the most elaborate run around the bases from Randy. He's just made multiple stops. And then the Kings and the Nuggets. I don't know if this one's a situation where the Nuggets come out with a new coach and they fired everybody and they're ready to go, or they're going to continue this five-game losing streak. I mean, he has walked. I mean, I know somebody wants to hit Randy. He walked halfway down the line and then did a run and stop at first. He's a stopper at third.
I mean, Don't be mad at the heater to your hip later on, friend.
Or you could just get him out.
I do. I forgot how much you despise
you
that.
You know it is. I hate the way he celebrates. I'm going to hit his ass. All right. Coming up after us, Texans All Access, Area 45. Coming up until 11 o'clock. Luke, excellent job today. Tyler, as always, shout out to Brandon Scott for joining us. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Which really, by the way, are two of the worst actors that we've had in the last few years.
Come on, Lou.
If we're being honest.
No.
I like both of them, but they're not good actors.
I mean, Nick is a admitted over-actor, but
yeah.
I mean, he's...
They're not good actors. I'll tell you that.
Maybe they're not. There's a certain level.
I'd sing along to Grease right now with Travolta.
I mean,
bro.
I'd go give me Leaving Las Vegas, which he won the Academy Award for. That was fantastic. Going in 60 seconds.
Great movie.
Okay, let's ride.
Put the bunny back in the box. I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.